everybody. This is What You Thinking, Friend. And we're doing a supplemental off of the extra bits from the last podcast. Because it's 420 and we kept on running because Ed started on it. And I said, shut up.
Press record before you finish your thought.
Yes. Okay. So, Ed, you said the internet was wrong. Go.
The internet was wrong. So you sent me an article a month ago.
100 years ago, like, back
100 yes. years ago, you know, a million years ago.
420, we do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. So
he has risen and we're getting high. No, that's not true.
not true. Anyway, not true. So you sent me this article about Linkin Park. It was some music blog that truly believes that Linkin Park fumbled their reunion tour or From Zero tour. It wasn't technically a reunion tour, but from Zero tour. And because they've had to cancel a couple shows in other countries.
Huh.
So, and us talking about Ted Lasso in the end of our last podcast.
Yes.
Got me thinking that, so the Linkin Park tour dates in, was it South Africa or South Brazil? I can't remember which one. They were canceled because soccer is more important in those countries.
Damn right.
Because the Linkin Park shows were scheduled on a day that they needed for soccer. So they're like, well, only one of these is going to give.
Yeah.
And it was Linkin Park shows. And the internet was just way wrong on it. And I'm like, good. And,
you know, that's trying to you're trying to set up a show versus a religion.
Yes.
And you're not going to win against religion.
No. And then in that same article, in their same breath, they were blaming Linkin Park for fumbling the show in L.A. of they were supposed to play Dodger Stadium. And they're like, oh, she can't even sell tickets because of Scientology. And I'm like, oh, stop it. Stop with the Scientology bullshit. But from anything I've seen online, it's because the Linkin Park and Queens of the Stone Age, it just didn't work out for scheduling. So it basically the show got canceled and moved to a smaller arena. And that's of fine. Course, the internet's like, they can't sell a 56,000 seat arena for a concert. So they had to go to one that's like 20,000. And I'm like,
you know,
20,000 is still a giant concert.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be a shock to both Becky's and my system when we go to the show in Seattle. That's almost 18,000 for that venue. So it's going to be huge.
Yeah, that's bigger than the however many caps capacity that our little rinkadinks can hold.
You put the Metra and the Four Seasons Arena together and you might be close. Because they're about 8,000 or 9,000 a piece if you have the floor all set up with seats and everything on both of them.
Hmm.
You might be close.
Nice.
Maybe. But yeah, it's just the internet. It was wrong. I know. Hard to believe. Well,
Hard to believe that the internet could be wrong.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? This is the weird part bringing up to Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they are confirmed that they're doing a season 4.
Yes.
Which I thought that they rushed the ending of season 3.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one. It kind of just felt really rushed and just not as quality as the first, what, 2 or 3 seasons? Or first 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They knew that their hard date and hard line on it. And so they, that last 10 minutes, because they were trying to do a wrap up of everybody, like mm-hmm. all your main characters
mm-hmm.
and, or all the stories, because they didn't think that they were coming back.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it was all right, but yeah. It seemed so rushed that even the graphics wise that they put behind it
was a little cheesy.
Ooh, they were not good. It was another case of somebody got paid to do this. And it was an Apple behind it. So it's like, how the hell did y'all? How? Why?
They kind of just mailed it in. the last few episodes, it felt like. And it'll be interesting to see season four of Ted Lasso, what they do with it, because rumors are pointing towards it's going to be a female soccer team.
And they
kind of hinted towards that at the on the last episode, you know, spoilers if nobody's seen it, but they kind of hint towards that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with if they go that direction.
Right. But have you been keeping up with modern stuff of like Wrexham or Welcome to Wrexham?
No.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
But it's basically Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from Always Sunny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They bought a team in Wales.
Okay.
That was lower tier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another spoiler, but they have gone up the ranks and up the ranks. And they're just continuing to do so. And they're kicking ass and taking names. And it's revived a city on top of reviving, you know, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, soccer grounds in Wales. Cool.
And this is an actual, like, documentary type show?
Well, yeah, because they
actually
started
bought
it off.
The team? Oh, cool.
Yeah, because they started it off like it was COVID times of being able, like, okay, we want to buy this team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought the team, but they documented it all the way through, and they documented it throughout the season. And so, oh, okay, the experiment worked. The experiment is continuing to take off, and I think that they're working on season three.
Oh, cool.
Which is just like, hey, they're still making money for their club, right. And it's bringing more fans into Wrexham and or into the game itself.
Nice.
Which is perfect for the World Cup that's coming up in the next year in the event that, you know, we don't fuck it up.
Right. Is it here?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I could see that being ugly.
It would have been a lot uglier if USA didn't have an automatic spot.
So the host country gets an automatic spot?
Yes.
Well, that's stupid.
that's come back to bite many host countries in the ass.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm like, we'll host it, but we're not. No. Because
if you look at some of those in the past, like you've had a Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to spell that.
Sure.
Then you've had Russia. You've had South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, wait, South America. No, South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Know.
Either way. But some of those host countries have not done great.
Interesting.
So follow where the money goes and you'll see why.
Yeah. Interesting.
But all the same, even I love, man, I love me some soccer.
Right.
To the point, like, you got like Manchester United, who played against Lyon on Thursday and easily won its contender of game of the year, because it's United is up 2-0 at home. Oh, and at the half. Okay, great. Leon's come back and scored another two. Oh, so it's tied. Leon gets gets a red card, so they're down to 10 men. But they score two goals, and it's like, oh, God, this is the end for United. United come back, score three goals within 7 minutes, and an epic. Right at the death, do they get it back, and they win it.
Wow.
And then they played just about, 2.5 hours ago against the Wolves, and they sucked ass at home. So it's like the sport is fecal.
It's much like baseball. Any team can win on any given Sunday.
Any given day, man.
Yeah.
But I love it so. And
So a novice to soccer.
Yes.
I got MLS season pass free from T-Mobile for the season.
No shit.
Huh. So what team should I pay attention to?
Whew.
What are your recommendations for MLS?
Well, if you want to keep the trend alive that we've had for all the other means, where I am a Charlotte FC fan because they are of the old country for me. But there are a new team.
Okay.
Or they are a newer team.
Sure.
If you're looking based off of stars, you would go Miami because of Messi.
I can't root for any team in Florida, so we're going to axe that one.
You do have Atlanta that you could be still cheering for, and then we could still have our rivalries.
Rivalries, sure.
If you want to shop local, you can do
Seattle, right?
Seattle. Seattle Sounders is a fun club.
Yeah.
Portland Timbers is their rival, and they have one of the best rivalries in the USA. No matter the sport, I think that's one of the funnest back and forth that you can have.
Well, because they're only like 2 hours apart,
yeah,
2 hours away from one another. They're a hop, skip,
it's basically
and a jump.
When Carolina teams face off against Atlanta teams, it's what is it, I-87?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So, yeah, there's good rivalries to be had. And it's funny because I was a Sounders fan, and they have since they have came back in MLS, they've won the Cup. They've won the Champions League of CONCACAF, which is the South America and North America teams.
Oh, okay.
They've won it. And after they won the Champions, that was where I was like, okay, I can successfully move on from this team now. Like,
sure.
I've seen it and I've cheered for it just because it was the local.
Yeah.
And now I can move on to a new aspiring team, and I hope that they do well.
Is Atlanta as dismal in soccer as they are in baseball
right
now?
They've won the Cup.
Did they?
Yeah.
So they got to move again to win another one. That's how Atlanta teams, that's how it works. You win one, then you got to move to win another one. That's how it works.
I was trying to think of who Atlanta had that would be the equivalent of Freddie Freeman. And it's not coming to me just because I haven't watched them
So
as
what
much.
you're saying is LA is going to steal them?
Fucking which one? Yes, absolutely. Because you got 100 fucking LA teams. No, it's not true. I think you got three.
That's still too many.
I think. Hold on.
Hold
now
on.
you're gonna make.
No, I'm gonna make you look.
Yeah, well, because they had Chivas and they have sent away, gone the way of the dodo. But not if you're in South America or Mexico, because Chivas FC is absolutely awesome. Okay, you have LA Galaxy, and then you have LAFC, which is LA Football Club.
I was going to say the FC's got to stand for something, because, well.
It's the football club.
The football
and
club.
then you have San Jose.
San Jose.
So there's your three.
Wow,
I was more accurate than I thought I was.
You were right on.
Woo!
Three teams.
Three
yeah,
for three.
I got it for free, and I haven't watched anything yet because I don't know what team to follow. I was honestly thinking of, you know, sticking with Atlanta because, well, why not?
I mean, all your other team bases are off of that.
Literally, my other team is based off.
Yeah, well, you know, I see you cheering for the Falcons, but I think you just do that to piss me off.
I do. That's the only reason I cheer for the Falcons, because honestly, I could give a fuck less about football.
And you know what? I'm going to point this out to you,
uh-huh.
specifically you. I gave you the perfect T-ball of an out earlier today. I asked you what your most hated team was. And I thought you were going to go just T-ball that one out of the park and just say Phillies just to piss me off.
No, uh-uh. I don't actually hate the Phillies.
Yeah.
Their fan base I hate, but
well, that's natural.
Although their fan base hates everybody, including the Phillies.
Dude.
I loved it when the Phillies, what was it, last season, the Phillies Braves opened up the season together playing against one another, and literally Zach Wheeler I think he was the opening day starter, and a couple pitches were literally an inch or two off the plate, and Phillies fans online were like, oh, the season's over, and I'm like, my God, really?
I just had this conversation yesterday with my mom, and I was like, hey, the Phillies won, and she's like, the fucking closer can't go, God, get his fucking head straight, God damn it, and I'm like, whoa, he's like, oh.
A win's a win.
I didn't see the timeline because I guess that as soon as that homeboy came up and just like, oh, it was like, oh, 11 to 10. Jesus. That's why I was like, these 21 score games, how the hell is this happening?
Right.
And then he's like, he fucking dropped off 8 runs. He almost blew it. Goddamn. I mean, this is the same kind of, I'm used to the antics of like, God damn it, Schwarber, get your head in the game. And,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I can feel it in my soul.
I don't know. Phillies fans are so moody. That's the only way to put it.
East Coast, man. That's all I got to say.
It's amazing to me. I loved when the Braves play the Phillies. I actually like switching to the Phillies feed for the post game.
Yeah.
Because they're so melodramatic about everything. It is ridiculous.
I will say, listening to either soccer or baseball through radio is an old-timey classic joy.
Yes.
That you could be at work, you could still be getting stuff done, and
and
you get the antics, but you also get the little digs at the other teams.
Yes.
It's like, oh, and this convict's up to bat. I was like, okay. Didn't know it was that deep, but here we are.
Here we are. Well, there are some players that have gotten in trouble with the Johnny Law.
Who
over
hasn't?
The years.
In comparison to the 90s, where it's like, hey, Skip, can you pass that bucket of chicken? And I'm having a heater.
Hey, once you're done with that, will you pass me the needle so I can get all jacked up? You know,
yeah, nice. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. The KFC with a little PED.
You know, I laugh about it because the PED era kind of saved baseball.
It really did. That's the ironic part of it.
Yeah.
Because really there was something wholesome about like the PED era with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, it did bring fans back in the seats.
Yep. And then Barry Bonds went and wrecked it.
Because, I mean, there was domination. I mean, NFL's always kind of run the show.
Yeah.
But when you have Michael Jordan for basketball, it was like, okay, how the hell are we going to adapt? So.
Right. And then you had the biggest, most ridiculous thing in the 90s when Jordan quit baseball to go try his hand at, or quit basketball to go try his hand at baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah.
That was literally a marketing ploy, if I ever saw one.
I mean, you could see that he was doing okay.
He was solidly average.
Yes.
He wasn't good. He wasn't bad.
Just being a natural athlete, he was.
Yeah. What solidly was. Average.
Yes.
I think if he would have given it more time, he could have been in that he's a good player category. I don't think he would have ever excelled, but I think he could have been a good player.
I think he could have made it to the league.
Yeah, I think so.
With enough time.
Well, exactly. With enough time, but they just didn't. He didn't put that much time or effort into it.
It almost makes me think how many more championships he would have won if he would have stayed, though.
Yeah, I wondered that too, but just one of those odd ones that you never know.
Well, I think it's time for this podcast to relegate. So this has been What You Think It, Friend. I'm Cody Lindeberry.
And I'm Ed Worrell. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening and have a good day.